Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. It is our, I guess it's annual now. It is our annual Night of Champions preview show. We're running down all of the matches on the show here tonight. And talking a very, very busy weekend of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. There was a UFC event last night with a slobber knocker of a main event. Obviously, Night of Champions tonight with Brock Lesnar and John Cena, which probably will also be a slobber knocker. Let Mike talk about the New Japan show later. And if you have not seen it, the Atlantis versus Ultimo Guerrero match from the CMLL anniversary show is a great match. And you can check that out by going to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And if you scroll down there, you will see full news, radio, and column archive. Click on that. And in there is the video for the Ultimo Guerrero versus Atlantis mask versus mask match. An excellent match right there. And we've been going over the odds for the pay-per-view, as we noted before the break. The odds are not always 100%, in the sense that very often the odds makers get it right. Here and there, they get it wrong. And WWE does sometimes change finishes, most notably, really, in the Brock Lesnar-Undertaker match from WrestleMania. That match was kept top secret. Only a very small number of people knew. And I actually had heard from one of those people. They didn't tell me who was going to win. I was as shocked as everybody else. But in the afternoon, they had sent me a text that really made sense in hindsight. I'll tell you that much. But in general, there are always like an undercard match here or there that they changed the finish for just for the heck of it. I mean, right now, Sheamus is a favorite over Cesaro, but, you know, they may just throw in a monkey wrench and put Cesaro over, so you never know. Anyway, we're going to talk about that and so much more. Plus, take your phone calls, 855-478-4478 after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, you've reached John. Your call was important, and I've probably lost business by missing it. I wish I had Easy Office Phone, cloud-based business phone service. I could have been working from anywhere at any time using any device without missing a call. All my friends got the free month of service and $25 off Panasonic phones. I hope you learn from me and start saving while getting better service. Call Easy Office Phone at 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, that guy said the Nick Bockwinkel Show. It's Brian Alvarez here, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Radio Network, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here on Sunday afternoon, getting ready for the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view. Taking your phone calls, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. And the phones are ringing right now. So to the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, Jim.
I tell you, I've got something totally different to ask you about tonight.
Hold on a second. You're not going to ask us about the ladies?
Well, this match is really not. I've seen all this with AJ and Paige and Nikki, and they've not really done a real good job of building it up.
You're killing your gimmick here, Jim.
I'm gonna ask something about women's wrestling.
Okay.
That's what my question. What is the deal with this girl that's barred from coming into the United States, Selisa Sparks?
What is the deal with her?
Yeah, what has she said some disparate, what has she done that they won't let her come back in the United States?
I thought it was just an issue with like her working papers. Her working papers weren't in order, and so she got caught.
Michael Elgin both after the ROH show in Toronto.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. Somebody had told me that she'd made some bad comments about Americans and things like that.
Bad comments about Americans. Maybe
dirty
she made a
Canadians.
Bad comment about the border, maybe.
Well, like I said, another thing I was going to ask about is I've heard a rumor that they've let some people go at NXT. Any truth to that rumor?
There were two people that were let go this week. I've already forgotten their names. They were not big players. I think one of them made TV, and I don't know if the other had or not, but...
Yeah, I think that there was a girl, right? There was a former, I think, did jujitsu or kickboxing or something like that, and they haven't really used her at all. I think she used as an announcer, and then maybe on their little house shows that they... the few house shows that they do, and that was about it.
Yeah. Let me interview you now, Jim.
Okay, ask me a question.
I got some questions for you. This Havoc girl... Now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, and this is a spoiler for all of you TNA fans. Havoc won the title, but then she very quickly at the tapings lost the title. And the reason was they felt that she was not ready to carry the belt. And you had spoken very highly of her, and I've only seen her in that one battle royal, and she was not very impressive in that battle royal, Jim. What can you tell me about this Havoc?
I'll have to agree with you on the battle royal part. But, I mean, she's been around on the indies for many years.
Hmm.
And I don't know why they would think she couldn't carry the title.
I don't know. I guess she just wasn't really all that impressive.
Well, I mean, like I said, she wasn't that impressive. I'll agree with you in the battle royal, but like I said, it's kind of like, you know, I was about ready to tell you. You get two different versions of wrestlers, okay? If you see Paige as Paige in WWE, you see one wrestler. You see her as Brittany Knight, she's totally different.
Yes, that is correct.
She's totally different. They're allowed to do so much more on the indies.
I see.
She would probably blow you away if they'd allow them, but they can't.
I see. So you feel that, Havoc may be being held back so far.
I think so, yeah.
I see.
She has, like I said, if you've ever seen any of her, work at WSU or Shine, or she hasn't done that much in Shimmer, but WSU and Shine, you'd see that she is a top player.
I see. All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to give her a chance there.
I'm satisfied with Taryn Terrell.
I think they will probably put the belt on Nikki for some reason. I don't know why. I've got a feeling they're going to do that.
Well, hey, if you think they're going to put the belt on Nikki, then you may want to place a bet, because right now she's plus 900. If you put $100 down and she wins, you're $900 richer.
You're $1,000, huh?
Yeah. Something to think about there, Jim.
That's something, man. I tell you, $1,000 go a long way.
Hey, $1,000 goes a long way, Jim.
Exactly. One other thing I was going to ask about. Who is this? Going to ask an MMA question real quick. Who is this girl, or who is this? Supposedly, there's a transgender person that wants to challenge Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
What is all that about?
She is a transgender fighter, and she has an MMA career. Fallon Fox is her name. Fallon Fox. Mm-hmm. And the problem, Jim, is that she's had 6 fights. She's won 5 of them. They were all against people that nobody has ever heard of. And the only name fighter, and by name fighter I mean somebody who actually has a Wikipedia page, which is not necessarily saying all that much, because I have one, for example. But the one name fighter that she fought, she lost to. So, and then you're also running into the issue of, well, do you really want to allow a transgender fighter in there fighting women? Is that fair? What's going on? It's a very debatable subject, as I'm sure you're well aware. Mike, what are your thoughts on Fallon Fox?
I didn't see the fight that she lost, but the couple of fights that I saw raised the big interesting question, because she still obviously was, you know, it was like a man fighting a woman, and I hate to say that, but at least in the early fights, now granted, these were not very inexperienced opponents. She's obviously an inexperienced person as well, too. It's just there was a physical difference there that would make one have a little bit of pause, and that's been the pause that Ronda Rousey has had and that the UFC has had and that a lot of people have had. It's a really it's obviously a sensitive subject. There's probably – you know, more lights are on the transgender and LGBT, or the whatever it is. I'm not sure the exact terms, but that community and, you know, their civil rights and the whole nine yards. And obviously, if you're a part of that community, you're going to say, well, why can't she fight? But there's, again, we're so early into this. It's probably going to be an issue for a long time, because is there a right answer? I don't know.
I have a right answer. If you want to avoid all of the issues about what it means to have a transgender individual fighting, then there aren't enough transgender fighters, but you would have a transgender organization. You know what I mean?
And that would be fair.
That would be fair. But otherwise, we don't know what fair is. I don't know what her testosterone levels are. I don't know. You know, if a person has grown and developed as a man, and then they have the operation to become a female, you've still developed some musculature, some bone density. I mean, there's a lot of things that you would have developed during the time that you were a man, where one could argue it's not fair for you now to fight as a woman. That's not
fair. And
that's
what was blatant in the early fights. Again, I didn't see this last one that she lost, but that was brutally obvious in the first fights.
Well, you know, you was talking about that. Well, the last couple of years, you've had Mariah Moreno in wrestling. She's transgender.
I have not followed that story, Mike. Do you know anything about this?
I don't, but I think that's a little bit of a different story, because obviously if you're a good enough worker or you get to a level where like a China could, you know, she had matches with Jarrett and with Jericho and people like that. So I don't think it's an issue in pro wrestling. Plus on the indie scene, And this is a completely different subject for a different day, but there are so many women versus man matches now that are, to me, it's ridiculous. It really is, and it's, you know, annoying most of the time to me. It's just something I don't particularly like. But there's so much of that going on right now anyway. I don't think in pro wrestling it really matters because, in theory, you're working.
I need to find out more about this Mariah Moreno, actually. Is she not a boxer?
No, she's a wrestler. She's out of California. She used to be. She went by the nickname of the Bloodthirsty Vixen.
So a pro wrestler. A pro wrestler?
Yeah, she's a pro
wrestler. Oh, man, I don't care what pro wrestlers do. I'm not even all that concerned about a transgender amateur wrestler. Because we're not talking about, like, using your power to punch someone in the face. You're just wrestling, you know what I mean? So, but when you're in a combat sport where you've developed a certain body frame and a certain amount of musculature, now you're going to go and you're going to be punching girls in the face. I don't know if that's exactly fair.
Right, I see what you're saying. It doesn't matter hardly any in wrestling.
That's right. Well, we got to go to a commercial, but I want to thank you very much for the call. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And you know what I love, Mike?
Steak?
Well, I do love a good ribeye, but I love this uh, I'm watching the network right now because Night of Champions is starting in a half hour, and they've got that $9.99 commercial. You know that commercial?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I love that commercial. But what I love the most about it is it's not like they're just showing like a lot of classic things that you can see, but there are at least two shots where they've got normal folks who are watching the network. And I guess they're trying to show you how exciting the network is for these people. So one of them, there's a dude, and he's like outside, you know, someplace like Central Park or something, I don't know. And him and his girlfriend are like sitting on this bench, and he is excitedly pointing at his iPhone. And she's looking over his shoulder to see what he's pointing at. And I always watch things like that, and I'm just kind of thinking, all right. If this were real life, what is going on here? This guy went out walking with his girlfriend, and they're sitting on a bench together, and she's just chilling out, and he's watching the WWE Network on his iPhone? Is that what's supposed to be going on here?
You'll get to that point, Holmes.
Oh, man. And then there's another one where there's a guy, and he appears to be, like, on the couch, and he's on his, like, his MacBook or something like that. And I guess we're supposed to think he's watching the network. But he, like, just does this big celebration, and he pumps his fists in joy at what he's just seen. And I'm like, what's this guy watching on the network? Because whatever it is, I haven't found that thing yet.
Not the pre-show, I can tell you that.
No, this pre-show right now is, there's the Big Show, there's Alex Riley.
Nae Young is the host, which that's okay. He just showed a bit for the WWE tag team titles, like tag titles throughout the years. They started with the Blackjacks. They showed Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson, who hated each other so much that they had to pull the titles off of them. Then the Hart Foundation, the Legion of Doom, and Edge and Christian. That's it.
Oh, my.
Let's go to the Blackjacks.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
What's up, Sammy? A future co-host of the Brian and Vinny show, in fact.
Actually, the first thing I'm going to say is thank you for the opportunity and for good luck to your wife on the campaign and everything. I hope it all goes well.
That's right. Whalescout.org, everybody. Go donate today. Go ahead.
Just two quick things. I was watching the Royal Rumble episode of Countdown, and I just wanted to mention that I thought maybe you want to check it out just for the seemingly honesty of the wrestlers and people talking about certain incidents. Like, there were certain incidents some people liked and some people totally buried, like, the booking decisions of very openly.
Really? Give me a couple of examples.
I think the best example off the top of my head is number 5 was 94 Royal Rumble finish, and some guys, you know, on the roster said it was, they thought it was exciting. Another guy,
what was the 94 Royal Rumble finish?
The tie between Luger and Hart.
Okay. Just in case anyone was wondering.
Some of the guys openly said they thought it was a bad... They didn't use the word booking, but it was pretty much obvious that they thought it was bad. And I don't know, I just got a sense of more openness, so to speak.
Why did they not like... why did they not like that finish?
I don't remember that.
Because they felt that fans had paid for a winner and they got screwed?
Maybe, or it might have just been... the tradition thing. I just remember them saying on a lot of the different things, nah, like, I didn't like it. Where the first season of the show was more, you know, like everything. This one, it felt like they got the chance to be more honest.
About that. I wonder if that means Vince ain't watching these shows anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bit of a contrast. It's similar to what they did about when they talk on Monday Night War about how the mid-90s of WWF was cartoonish. And the other thing is... I feel, you know, I'm sad to see anybody get hurt and have surgery like Roman Reigns did. I wish him the best of recovery. I feel like it's possibly a blessing in disguise. I felt when I was watching that match on Monday that the fans were, you guys said it sounded quiet, and I had my sound pretty up, and I heard the fans giving him the Cena treatment, like booing all of his big moves and stuff. And I feel like, it's one show, one crowd. You never know what next week will be or tonight will be if he was there, but I feel like the break might be beneficial to his view from the fans' perspective. And, as everyone's noted, give Dean Ambrose a chance to shine more, too.
Well, I mean, the one thing is that if they are actually going to go to Reigns as champion at WrestleMania, given the push that he's getting right now, I don't know how you hold that off for all those months. So getting rid of him for 3 months is probably for the best.
That's you know, there have been people who have said this before. I'm not sure if it was you, Dave, or just other people I heard that said it's 1 year too soon for Reigns. And I kind of agree. I feel like he just hasn't had that the singles matches necessary to get over with the wide audience. Even Cena had those matches before you know, the fans started turning on him in 05, like with Big Show the year before. But Reigns just hasn't had that chance for the crowd to, you know, think back and say, what's your most memorable singles match with Roman Reigns? And there's none. And I think that's an important step. And he's just not ready. I think he can be the guy. He's just not ready. And I think this is helpful. That screws up WrestleMania plans, possibly, yes. But
are you on the side of the freeway, by the way, or what's going on over there?
I'm sorry. I have you on a speakerphone. I'm exiting my car to go in my house to get ready for the show.
I see. Well, hey, you're missing a great pre-show right now. Goldust and Booker T are doing an interview.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, get in there and check it out.
Right. Isn't there supposed to be a peep show tonight, or was that last pay-per-view?
That was supposed to be tonight, but plans change. Or it may be coming. Change. I don't know. Have they mentioned that yet there, Mike?
That what?
That there's going to be a peep show with Christian and Jericho?
Not that I've seen yet, no.
Mm. All right. Well, Sammy, I want to thank you very much for the call. Oops, I just cut him off. Sorry, Sammy. I heard all those cars driving by, and I pictured Sammy sitting there with his girlfriend, watching the network on his iPhone.
Now, you could completely see that. See, believe it or not, the way this is going, it's commercial makes sense. I don't know about the guy pumping his fist being that happy in the house seeing a result of something, but who knows? Maybe he was watching the 1989 Great American Bash for the first time.
That's right. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is John from Arkansas.
John from Arkansas, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Listening to the show. I really liked your idea about the Hell in the Cell thing, Brian. I mean, the blood aspect is something that I think you can do occasionally. And if it makes sponsors nervous, you let them know beforehand that you're going to be doing something like this. That way, if there's anybody that's uncomfortable, they can opt out of being a part of that for that particular evening. That way, they don't feel that they've compromised any principle or anything like that.
Well, let's take a look at where these lines are as of right now, because I'm telling you, I don't know, but if Lesnar is winning this match, I think that Cena's going to get himself disqualified. And I know that it's the main event of a big show, and they don't like doing disqualifications in the main event, but they've done it before. I mean, they did that finish with Ryback and John Cena, where Ryback put him through the video wall, and we had a no-contest finish. And, I mean, the point to me is, if you do a disqualification finish, you're obviously people are going to boo. But if it breaks down into a completely wild, out-of-control, violent, weapon-filled brawl afterwards, it'll work. And it'll be a good setup for a Hell in the Cell match. And based on looking at both guys and where they're going next, I mean, I don't know what you do with Brock Lesnar. There's zero challenges for Lesnar based on how he's been pushed. And with Cena, I mean, you could do Cena and Rusev. But and I'm sure they're going to do that at some point. But, I mean, to me, I'd do the Hell in a Cell match and get one more match out of Lesnar.